World champions of fisting cuffs. Men without equal. Devils without a care. Proud meat.
Tonight we're talking about skate. Or how your granddad likes fate. You know he likes to clap them cheeks. And he's using his proud meat.
Here, do you have your game pulled up on your phone while it's charging over there? Because
no.
I keep hearing like dings on it, I think.
Yeah, oh. I'm hearing something that sounds like an error.
I keep hearing something ding and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. It's not my game.
It sounds like...
It's you messaging me.
No, it's there. Like every now and again there's a ding, ding, like that.
Yeah, because you're messaging me.
I guess.
So stop it.
All right, welcome to Proud Meat.
Yeah.
It's Proud Meat.
Those were all words.
We're doing Proud Meat, an episode of Proud Meat right now. So, welcome to Proud Meat.
And it's cold.
It is Proud Meat.
Yeah, Brittany says it's cold.
So, the meat shrunk up a little bit.
There you go. It's cold, I guess.
What?
So,
that's something we should look up.
Hmm.
What's the term for men who have a fear of, like, their penis disappearing inside of their body?
That's probably got to be something.
I'm sure that's a thing. I'll look that up while
I definitely want to...
There's got to be a name for that fear. Something interesting happened to me today.
Mm-hmm.
I joined a group on Facebook for boutique video collectors, DVD, Blu-ray collectors and stuff like that. And it's actually been... What I've noticed since I've been on there is people like me are the creepiest people on Earth. Like, collectors who do this, like, they are very specific about what they get into, what they love, the way they collect stuff, the way they store it. Like, they're really, really crazy. Even to the point where I'm, like, questioning whether I want to be around them or not. And it's never really come up that someone says... Yeah, I didn't really like that movie. Like, people take it too harsh, but apparently I found a movie that if you say, it was okay, I kind of enjoyed it, I kind of didn't, you really bring out some strong opinions. And it got so bad that the original poster ended up just deleting their post. And I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Cards on the table. I was really nice. Brittany read my comments. I don't think they were mean or anything. And the movie at the heart of this whole thing was Parasite. The movie came out in 2019, won the Best Picture. I have mixed feelings on the movie. It was good. There were parts of it where I was like, okay, this is dragging on way too much. And I let my feelings be known because they were like, what did you guys think of this movie? And apparently they didn't want to know what I thought of that movie because I got some strong opinions. Luckily there were some good moderators on there who deleted some of the more insane retorts to my having iffy feelings about a movie. So that was the thing that happened to me today. But other than that, things have been pretty docile.
I found it.
Oh, you
yes.
did. There actually is a fear of this.
Dude, I didn't even get through typing half of it, and it said fear of penile retraction, and it's called Choro.
Choro.
A cultural bound syndrome delusional disorder in which an individual has an overpowering belief that their sex organs are retracting will eventually disappear, despite the lack of any true long-standing changes to their genitals. Also known as shrinking penis. It's listed in the diagnostic thing. Severe anxiety related to retraction.
Yes.
The syndrome occurs worldwide, and mass hysteria of genital shrinkage anxiety has a history all over the world, including the U.S., commonly known as genital retraction syndrome.
Mass hysteria? Like, they're saying a lot of people have this?
The word is borrowed from the Malay term for the head of a turtle. Yes.
Those smartasses.
Yeah.
The fuck?
They first rule out genuine disorders of actual retraction. So, like, if you really do have a retracting penis, they're like, oh, well, this guy clearly doesn't have the... a psychological disorder, it actually is just going up in there.
Or you're just a true, genuine hentai futa, where it just kind of, like, snakes its way out.
Where it's, like, hanging down the, like, and going upward.
There's some of those ones where it's, like, up inside, and then it comes out,
mm-hmm.
like, kind of like animal penises.
Yeah.
Okay. Fascinating stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I'm confused as hell at what we're talking about, but yeah, oh. It is. I'm fascinated as well. I'm very confused, but yeah.
So you've never seen Futanari?
No, I have no idea what Futanari is.
You're in for a treat. I think the treat might be for the two of us when you see it.
Yeah, it's typically chicks. Tell me if I'm wrong. That have dicks that are so big that like they could just pull them up and suck them. Hang them over their shoulder. Am I wrong? Is this what you're talking about? It is now. I mean, we're talking about.
I mean,
this
yeah,
now.
This is just. It looks like freaky big dick porn. It's yeah.
But specifically on ladies, and that one has a tail. So.
Oh yeah, so it just increases it all the way around, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're confused as to like, do I use the tail or?
Do you use the tail? No, the tail's for decoration. Maybe support.
This is the one where she's sitting down and, like, having it as, like, lunch.
Oh, geez. Okay. This was not what I was thinking of, but thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I mean, if I had to see the horrible mental image of a woman with, like, huge titties that are freakishly huge, but then, like, her dick is going up through them, then you had to.
Yeah, we all had to see it. It's
It's fair,
I
guess.
It's a shared experience, yeah. I suppose.
I mean, that's definitely proud meat.
Oh, yeah. That... Definitely.
It's yeah, it qualifies.
Like, so she's got two hands on it like a baseball bat.
Six times over. Yeah. Proud mate.
I support it. Go ahead.
So
she can't.
You do you.
So what are you drinking and what are you watching?
Right now I'm just drinking some coffee because I'm oddly tired tonight. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I had just, as Jared was coming in, was watching a movie called Giant Spider Invasion. I've seen it once before. But I'll get into kind of why I'm watching it here in just a little bit, because it goes along with a pretty cool announcement from Arrow today. But I'm revisiting it. But I'll talk about why here in just a little bit.
Yeah. Currently, I'm drinking Big Timber IPA, one of the most delicious IPAs ever created.
Yeah,
such
it really
a unique
is.
Aftertaste. Oh.
You guys are tired of hearing that name on this podcast, but it's going to keep coming up.
We'll keep doing it.
Until they aren't good anymore, which hopefully that'll never happen.
Or until they pay us to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't simply tell us to stop, because we won't.
Oh, no, you have to pay us to.
Yeah.
You have to pay us to stop.
And if you'd like us to do an actual ad for you, we will accept payment for that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we can be paid in beer.
You can.
And then I've got this for later. Stopped by, and I picked up a bottle of Rebel Yell 100, the 50% alcohol, 100 proof.
What I'm going to say about Rebel Yell 100, I like it. I don't like it as much as I like regular Rebel Yell.
Agreed, but this is all they had for some reason.
Yeah, it gets you drunker quicker. I mean, you get more bang for the buck, and it's incredibly cheap around here for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, was this a 750 milliliter bottle?
Yeah.
Par for the course, $18.
We're luckily close enough to Kentucky that we can get those.
Yeah, we can get some bourbons states, a little cheaper.
Well, a lot of other states, Kentucky won't ship that far outside of there.
Well, and I do know that, we have family in, like, area. Connecticut, and they pay a lot more for their bourbon.
If they can even get
the same ones we can get.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a Proud Meat weekend should just be buying a bunch of Rebel Yell and some other mid-shelf bourbons.
And taking it to Canada.
Illegally driving it across state lines and selling it.
And possibly federal
right out of the back of a truck.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. We're going to commit crimes.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Totally going to do it. And there's nothing you can do to stop us, coppers.
Will we find cocaine and sell that too? Maybe. I don't know.
If it happens to fall across our path, maybe we'll put a call out for it using one of our media distributions, like, I don't know, a podcast. Maybe we'll say something like, hey, if you got some cocaine and you want to sell it to us, you can get in contact with us at...
Yeah. Do we have a podcast?
We have a thing where we sit and talk.
Yeah.
And people listen to it sometimes.
For
sometimes,
some reason,
we have that.
I'm also drinking an energy drink. I got the Maw energy drink, RIP Harambe. I think it's like got like four fruit flavors in it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it tastes really good. Maw energy drink. You can pay us to stop talking about you if you'd like.
It's really good in the morning.
Oh my god. You know, for some reason that immediately just made me think of the Bagel Bites commercial. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. Bagel Bites, you can also pay us to stop if you like. Since we did that, and we were taking a trip to Italy, our taste buds are at least. Remember, it's a spicy proud meatball. Good stuff.
That's French.
It was. Fuck you. I don't care.
Speaking of Bagel Bites and, you know, pizza on ungeneric things, I saw one of the greatest memes ever. It was a big slab of pineapple with tiny little slices of pizza on it.
What? I would eat that.
It was the greatest thing I ever saw because, like, people it's go terrible. Crazy about pineapple on pizza, yeah. But now you got pizza on pineapple, and it just cracked me up.
Speaking of, like, stuff that is weird to eat, our friend Kelsey, shout out to her, she sent us a thing where you can make cake out of Campbell's tomato soup.
It goes
into the batter, and you spice it like pumpkin spice. It's like tomato spice cake.
Oh, okay. I guess.
That sounds rough. Dude, she said she's gonna make it.
If she does, then I will definitely try it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It has icing.
I will be as nice as I can possibly be about the results. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Speaking of things that I've been eating over the last week, I went to Kassar's, this like little Middle Eastern marketplace in Morgantown the other day, and I was just, you know, binge buying. Just in there. Like, I went there to pick up some hummus, and I always love getting some samosas there that they make themselves. And I was just looking at the bottle of hot sauce that they had, and it was like, Kenyan hot sauce. And I was like, I guess. I'll try this. So I picked up a bottle of it, and I'm like halfway through it. Like, I just have been pouring out on everything lately.
Is it really pretty good? Is it super hot, or is it just
It's
really
not
good?
Even super hot. Like, it definitely has some heat to it. I would say, like, it's right there on the level of like tapatio and just tapatio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
It's right there on that level of just kind of like right up front, really simple hot sauce that's just good because it's just got really simple ingredients. But this one, where it changes a little bit is that it has red wine vinegar in it as well as regular.
That's interesting, and I have to try this.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it also has...
We're going to be over there tomorrow. Maybe we'll stop by and get a bottle.
Yeah.
Shoot, when you get home, send us a picture of it. Sure. And I want to maybe get a bottle of it and try it out. Because I love hot sauce.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one that I always try to find whenever I'm over in Morgantown is the local one, Saucy Joe's Hot Sauce.
Oh.
Man,
the one that they have in the Black Bear.
Always have it in Black Bear. Man, it is so good.
I almost think
everything.
You have to, like, contact the people on the side of the bottle.
I bought it from Black Bear a couple times because they had the bottles there.
Yeah.
And I know they still make it because I find it in those restaurants over there all the time. And it's just a really, 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 I think it's their triple X is what it is. It says, like, XXX on the bottle. It's really good, though.
Because their extra hot one's not even it's not too hot.
Yeah.
It must be really good if they paid that much money to get Vin Diesel's likeness on.
Yeah,
the
exactly. Yeah. Speaking of Vin Diesel, I have a Pitch Black VHS tape over there.
Sweet.
So there you go. That's cool. You see that Arrow released that on Blu-ray?
Oh wow! I love that movie.
That might be one for you to pick up.
Okay.
They released
that. I liked that movie.
Apparently, the special features are really good. Some people were raving about it, so something to pick up while you still can. Oh. Did you order your copy of Southland Tales yet?
It was out of stock when I went to get it.
Gotcha.
You know, since you were talking about spicy meatballs, we have something spicy if Jared wants to do a snacking edition.
What do we have?
We have hot tamale peeps.
Oh, I hate peeps.
Ooh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we do have. I'll try
nobody
one.
Nobody likes them.
I'll try one for the podcast.
Yeah.
But one other thing I want to bring up about that hot sauce also has black pepper in it.
Oh, that's different. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, send me a picture of the bottle, and then at some point tomorrow, I'm going to try to pick that up.
Because that sounds really good. On the floor. Oh,
Oh, so
no, so we can't eat them now. Can't eat them now.
That means they'll taste better.
They've made them smaller.
Because they knew the people.
Because they know that nobody likes them.
You like peeps. Stop trying to act like you don't.
I'm gonna leave them out to dry.
Like, don't let peer pressure keep you from loving the things you love.
Dude, I did that.
You freak.
I let them dry for like a year and came back to them and they were like way better.
Oh, hot tamale peeps. This seems odd to me. It's just, I don't know why people hate them so much, because it really
just
is
a
marshmallow.
With sugar.
I'm not a marshmallow fan.
Same. That's why I don't like them. Oh, his
they're better
eyes.
Than circus peanuts, though.
His eyes are also jacked up. Look at the eyes on mine.
Oh my god, mine are like that too.
Oh wow, yours are worse than mine.
Oh,
yeah.
I
got this guy way up here. Oh wait, mine are way jacked up too.
Yeah, these are all fucked up.
The machine that puts eyeballs on was just like about like 2 millimeters off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really fucked.
Or 2 centimeters, maybe?
Aww.
Yeah.
It wants to focus on you.
Puppy, you are not getting this peep. I hear.
Waylon,
I see you going crazy.
Waylon is acting like a maniac tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, you want half a...
you want one.
What is this thing called?
It's a peep.
It's a peep.
Well, yeah, but what kind?
Hot tamale.
Hot tamale.
Okay.
So it's like hot cinnamon.
It's like hot cinnamon.
Cheers.
All right, cheers, guys. Let's give it a shot.
Mmm. They're cinnamony. Texture is shit. These are really fresh because they're like super soft.
I mean,
that's not bad.
Yeah, it's just like a fireball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish it was as hot as a fireball.
I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Same.
I'm indifferent.
I'd leave this on a doorstep. Definitely.
I'd feed it to my enemies.
So you're saying this is not proud me to prove?
No.
No.
No, definitely not.
It's not even proud me to Jason.
What happens if you eat the eyeballs off?
Already did.
Oh, it's hard.
You,
I don't think I've ever done that.
Is there anything on marshmallows that dogs can't have?
I think marshmallow.
Sure.
Oh, okay, then.
No, they can have marshmallow, I believe.
Okay.
Oh. But she already has too much sugar throughout the day.
So I always thought that was a chocolate piece making the eyes, and it's just a hard candy coating.
Yeah, it's just a little piece of candy. Yeah.
Why would you put anything quality into a peep?
Man, that was, okay, it's not the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
It has the tip.
By far.
I hate saying this because I've chewed fingernail polish off my nails before. Their eyes seriously have the texture of chewed off nail polish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
So let's get to some movies because I know that we have one that I'm dying to get to and talk about here.
Yeah.
Should we just go right
into
that?
No, let's save that because that's going to be a whole conversation. And if it is what I think it is when we get to it, like Southland Tales was, then I have a surprise for you guys. So I'll tell you guys about that when we get to it.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to start? Is there anything new you've been watching besides the one, you know, we want to talk about together?
I watched Warlock for the first time.
What did you think of Warlock?
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that
forever. I've actually been considering picking up the Blu-ray collection of the Warlock
movies.
You need
to go back to that.
But I never did love them. I was just going to pick them up so I could have them.
There's no reason to love it. I mean, it was...
That was a weird one. I watched it at a slumber party.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. A little bit hokey. It was good for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I'm going to like be excited to go watch again, but I wouldn't turn it away if someone was like, hey, let's check this out.
Yeah, Warlock has always been one of those just middle-of-the-road decent movies for me.
Aren't there more than one?
I've watched it like twice. Yeah, there's quite a few.
At least three.
At least three.
That's what I thought.
I think four, maybe. What's the movie you shared the other day and said it's like a Steadicam or like a Handycam movie?
Oh,
and you said it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I have that actually on a note here.
Yeah, because I was wanting to talk about that because when you said that on your post on Facebook, I was like, what is going on here?
The Haunting at Fraternity Row.
The Haunting at Fraternity Row. And it's on Tubi is where it's at?
Yeah. Let me see. Kind of fun. A little Handycam. Actually, a little... Man, I was drunk when I was writing this.
Really?
Actually, a little sorry. Maybe scary? Maybe that's what I was going for?
Sorry?
Yeah,
nah, it was probably sorry.
This is a movie that's got a paper-thin plot, but they at least stick to it and use it as motivation. It's kind of fun. It's got... They actually build some character over the course of it, it's fun. It's okay. But I haven't seen, like, new Handycam stuff in quite a while, actually,
mm-hmm.
So...
Okay.
We should bring it back.
Yeah, definitely. And never let the Handycam die.
We watched quite a few things since last week. Not as many as I had the couple weeks we weren't recording. But I had Brittany watch Tales from the Crypt.
Mm.
The
70s 1972.
Yeah.
Original Tales from the Crypt.
No puppet.
The one that was released by, oh my gosh, not Hemisphere. Who was it? Amicus. Sorry, Amicus released that. What did you think, Brittany? Because I'll always say what I feel about it, how I feel about it.
I loved it. I loved the thing, the what do they call in an anthology the overarching story that like holds all.
The one that ties it all together.
Yeah.
The
main theme.
The main theme. Story,
I really liked that. To give anything away, but there is no puppet yet in the 1972 one. There's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's actually the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of the segments were good. I can't remember there being like a lull segment.
The
first one, I think, with Joe Collins.
Yeah, the
Santa.
The Santa one is fucking freaky, right?
It actually is freaky. It kind of makes you want to like lock your door.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. I think my favorite one to this day is still the one where the husband figures out that they can wish on that statue. And they start making wishes on it. He dies. The husband dies. And spoilers. So spoilers real quick. In this one, the husband dies. And
it's so bizarre.
The wife is like distraught because she thinks she did it. So she wishes he was alive.
Oh.
He comes back alive, but he's embalmed. So he's just in pain and like screaming and can't die.
But she said that she wanted him alive no matter what.
No matter what. It's really fucked up. Like a really good one. So we checked that out. And it was the Scream Factory release. And man, the print is just beautiful.
I love that premise for a story, but that always freaks me out.
Yeah.
I always get anxiety about things that have wishes to them. Because I always put myself in the place of the person making wishes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's fucking wasting a wish. That stupid bitch.
I feel like if you're making a wish, you have to sit there for 6 days and go over every word in the wish to make sure that it doesn't backfire on you.
And that definitely is the theme of that, too.
Yeah, the theme is definitely...
What you wish for and how you wish for it.
Yep, it backfires.
Yeah. We've seen too many things where it's like, I want $1 million, and then bank robbery money drops on your lap, and you get arrested for it. No, thank you.
Or like, I want all your gold, but it's inside your stomach.
Spoilers.
Oh, Leprechaun. We have to discuss Leprechaun-a-thon for this year and see what we're going to do.
Yeah, it's March, everyone.
It's March.
March Madness.
That means every year, Leprechaun-a-thon comes around. And this year, COVID is kind of a motherfucker, and I'm hoping it won't ruin it. But I think we're just going to have a handful of people over for it and make it small. And just a couple close friends. See how that goes this year. It'll suck not having everybody around and not doing a big thing. But... we'll do something. So I also have been rewatching the Howling films, mostly to get ready for April Ghouls, where they're going to show the original The Howling. So I'm watching the sequels, and boy, is it hard to get through these movies.
That is rough.
We watched the second one, and we watched the third one this week, The Marsupials, and it's better than I remember it being, but it just falls apart completely in the second half. What is it?
Which one had the cult?
Howling 3. Well, technically both have a cult.
Okay, but which one was more cult heavy? The second one?
Okay, so they're two completely different cults. One is like black leather clad cult.
Yeah, that's
what
I mean.
That's the second one.
Okay.
The second one has like a hippie commune cult. Remember that she escapes from?
Yes.
Yeah, so they both have cults.
Yeah, but I mean the third one, nothing compares to in my head. To them just, like, living out in the woods.
Yeah, so the third one is better. I think it's got better werewolf effects. I think it's got some better kills. It's still really not a good movie. So watch Howling 3 again. I don't recommend it. The only movie I saw this week that I had never seen was The Suckling. I finally got around to that. So this is your basic story about a young boyfriend and girlfriend who go to a whorehouse to get a back alley abortion. They flush the abortion down a toilet.
Literally.
It ends up in a
sewer
where toxic waste drips on it. It turns into a gigantic aborted fetus
and starts attacking
the whorehouse.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's on Tubi right now. You can watch it. It's the Vinegar Syndrome restoration of it, which is really fabulously done. And
you
tweeted,
might be saying to yourself, yeah, like, what movie is this like? And the last one that's going to come into your head is going to be Green Room, but yet there it is.
Yeah, it's very similar to Green Room. Like, some stuff happens on it. It's, I wish I was making that up! I'm not going to give too much about this movie away. I gave this 4 out of 5 stars, and I will say I was a little drunk when I started writing this up.
Insane.
It's insanely good. It's a $50,000 movie.
I think it's good, especially
that rises well above its budget, has some actual storytelling, some character-driven moments that are really interesting, and it's about a giant abortion that is stalking people through a whorehouse.
So this is like a pro life advertisement, right?
it kind of plays like that a little bit. One of my favorite scenes in it. So the other thing that I didn't mention is somehow the whorehouse gets surrounded by a membrane.
Almost like he surrounds it by a membrane.
Like a placenta.
Like they're stuck
in a womb.
A womb. Yeah. So then, when they try to escape, one person gets out, and he's literally like digging his way through a giant placenta, or an umbilical cord is what I'm going to say, and like fighting his way through it. And it's really weird, and it's really out there.
Not a huge spoiler. I really love. There is a really good effect of a steam burn.
Yeah, there's a really good steam burn effect.
It's like actually pretty effective.
Yeah, there are some, again, the creature effects and the special effects in general are significantly better than the movie has a right to have. it was really well done.
It's really fun. It's pretty cool. I highly recommend that movie.
The giant abortion kind of almost has a Predator vibe to it. In the way it looks. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, did you?
One thing I want to bring up is a friend of the show, Kelly. We actually watched, speaking of Tales from the Crypt, we watched over the internet Demon Knight.
Demon Knight, really?
I fucking love Demon Knight.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it. Had you ever seen it before?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. I like to watch that movie like once.
Fucking ho-dunk, well then there, motherfuckers!
Dude, it's so fun. It's got such good stuff to it. Oh, neat.
Yeah. He started saying that phrase to me long before I had ever watched the movie. What the fuck are you talking about?
One time we were just driving down the road when I was like 19, and I was like, fucking ho-dunk, po-dunk, well. And she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, you'll see someday. And then a year ago, we watched it. So it's been that long, like 14 years. She was like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And then finally she saw it.
I'll say another thing with the Tales from the Crypt that we watched is worlds different from this.
Yes. Yeah, and it's way different. And it has the same idea.
Which is fine.
One of my favorite things...
The whole TV show in between. Like, there's just a whole different feel.
One of my favorite things about Tales from the Crypt is it normally, like... No matter how weird and fucked up they are, it normally ends with somebody learning a pretty valuable lesson, right? There's normally some humanity in them that's kind of interesting. So, yeah, that's really cool that you watched Demon Knight.
Now, one thing I want to say is, I think I've seen Bordello of Blood 3 times. I can't remember anything from it.
You know what?
I think Bordello of Blood is good. It's a good vampire
flick. I've
probably
seen that form like 3 or 4 times, like you're saying. And I remember almost nothing from it, and I really want to blame Dennis Miller for that, because I feel like I just can't pay attention to him.
Like, I didn't even know he was in it.
Exactly.
So, I'm going to say they've got a really interesting thing that either, like, causes you to have amnesia about the movie, so they're like, back in the day when you needed to rent movies, it just guarantees that you're coming back for it.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a Tales from the Crypt movie, I need to watch it, but I can't. I know I've seen this, but I can't remember anything. Guess I'm going to have to rent it again.
I think he's in it.
He is. You don't have to go look that up.
Yeah, I thought so.
Maybe
there's something about his face that like hypnotizes you into thinking that you never saw him.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I'll point out to another movie that we watched that we actually kind of watched together. It was really fun, so I think we're going to do more of this. Yeah. So we just had a Proud Meat team meeting right before we jumped on here to record, and we've decided that we're going to give Discord to whoever wants it. You're not going to have to pay for it or anything like that right now, because we want to get you guys involved as much as possible. So we would actually, I think it would be a really cool idea to put out maybe a schedule and say at this time we're going to be live. We're gonna go live on Discord. We're all three gonna commit to being there, and we're gonna be watching the same movie. And you can watch along with us. And I would highly recommend that we use the not safe for work section of Discord, just so I'm not stifled. Which, by the way, I went to the wrong section and started posting all kinds of not safe for work comments. And then someone was like, hey, you know you're not in the not safe for work area, right?
Someone really pointed that out?
Brittany did.
Well, all I pointed out was that you had set up one for pics, it seemed, and one for comments.
Listen, I forgot what the...
And we switched which ones had the naked pictures of Linnea Quigley in them.
Yeah.
Okay, I like, see, here's the thing. I know that we started setting up the
Discord
a while ago, and we set up two rooms, the general chat and then the other one. I can't remember setting up like what the meat locker was for.
I assumed the meat locker was a locker for pictures of meat.
Okay, so like it's been like 2 months since we set it up, and I totally forgot, so I was just like, be on the safe side, I'll just put this out there.
Yeah. So we got on there, and it was the three of us, and probably on and off three other people were commenting in there. And we were watching Demon of Paradise together on Tubi, an old school Roger Corman Filipino exploitation movie.
It's supposed to take place in Hawaii, but you can tell it's not.
Mildly boring. It was okay. It's okay. I saw it a long time ago. I actually bought a double DVD that had that and Up from the Depths. And I never got around to watching that recently because Up from the Depth is so much better.
To give you an idea of how boring it is, there are titties in it, and I still kind of halfway checked out.
Yeah, Brittany definitely checked out. So we're going to do more of that. What I'd like to do, though, is maybe even like a week in advance, maybe do two of those a month. For right now, we'll put it up about a week in advance. Here's what movie we're going to watch. Here's what time it's going to be. We'll put it on all of our social media platforms, and we'll make sure we're on there. And maybe we'll even feature some of the better comments we get.
We'll definitely try to not do it on the same night as a Joe Bob thing.
Yeah, do it. We'll do Saturday night because normally we record on Friday nights, and that's also when Joe Bob is on. So we'll just commit to doing it on Saturday nights. I think would be the best way to handle it.
Yeah, and if you get a life and you're doing stuff on Saturday nights, well, fuck you for bragging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat a dick.
Just drop in the chat some other time, and then we'll just make fun of you.
That is really all that I've been up to right there. I do have some news, some horror news we can get to here in a couple minutes.
Got more
However,
stuff.
We do have one other movie to talk about.
I do have other stuff I was watching.
Yeah, go right ahead, man.
I watched Ernest in the Army.
Oh, great. Great movie.
Cool. I have not watched enough Ernest movies, and we need to get back to that. Dude, I'm not even sure I've...
Jim Varney was a saint.
I just don't remember seeing it.
He was a saint.
He was. His earlier work's clearly better.
Yes.
But Ernest in the Army was at least a return to, just a return to see some Ernest. I hadn't seen any Ernest movie in years, and this was pleasant.
So, Hold on, really quick. Sorry, Brittany. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Brittany has a look on her face like I just stabbed her.
Fine.
I'm sorry. So, really quick, I wanted to get to this before anyone else mentioned any other Ernest movies. On the count of three, say your favorite Ernest movie. Okay, I'll give you a minute to think about it.
I don't need a minute.
Okay, one... Two, three.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh, Ernest Goes to Camp is yours.
The very first one, man. Yeah.
It's a great movie. I will not... That's my second. My favorite is Ernest Scared Stupid.
I mean, Scared Stupid is amazing. It actually... Yeah. That troll fucking actually scared me as a kid.
Yeah.
Dude, it's still creepy. And I'm sorry, Brittany. What were you going to say?
Well, my favorite thing with that is the Bavarian Miak, because he gets it wrong. Because he reads it wrong.
Yeah.
And... Eartha Kitt just like looks at him like he's really stupid.
I always forget Eartha Kitt's in that. Because you watched it with me. Do you know it was Eartha Kitt, right? Her brother?
No, you're thinking of Nichelle Nichols.
No, Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek.
Yeah, Nichelle Nichols' brother
was in the Heaven's Gate cult.
Huh.
Like, that's a her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her, the lady that played Uhura in the original...
I get confusing her with Eartha Kitt. They have the same aura.
In the original, in the original Star Trek, her brother was one of the people who killed himself.
Which is another thing that we watched. We watched the full documentary on Hulu. About the Heaven's Gate call.
No, HBO Max.
Or HBO. Well, yeah, HBO Max.
Speaking of people dying as part of a comet-related phenomenon, I watched Night of the Comet.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
okay.
Good segue.
Someone actually brought that up to me the other day. I was talking about Night of the Comet.
I thought it was him, though.
No, it was that guy that called us looking for Son of Godzilla.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, it was. Yep. Okay.
Yep, it was okay.
Nah, it's not a great movie. It's not not a good movie, but it's not bad either.
And then finally, Demon Hole on Tubi. You can skip that one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not great.
I saw that you said you were watching it.
Like demons in it?
Demon Hole.
That's all we need to know.
Native American spirit thing tries to kill some people in the woods, and they discover superpowers that they think they have, but they don't, and it's...
Wow.
It's that's just like a small part of it. The larger part of it is disinteresting.
It's not the movie Holes, where Shia LaBeouf digging a shitload of holes in the desert or some shit. I don't know.
You know, if I had to rate them, it'd be about the same.
I never planned on watching that movie. I have no idea what we're
so talking about. We can probably get to the one that I really want to talk about now. So there is a movie that honestly the trailer looked really good when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jared actually watched this before we did and posted something about it on Facebook. And I was like, okay, this is starting to sound good. And then I realized that Brian Bertino directed this movie. And if you don't know who Brian Bertino is, he is the mastermind of The Strangers. If you ever watched The Strangers. Did you ever see The Strangers?
Is that one of those home invasion movies?
Yeah, it's so much more than that.
Okay, I'm not sure if I've seen that one, because I remember...
You would remember that.
That came out after Your Next...
No, that came out way before Your Next.
Oh, okay.
That came out in like 2008.
Okay, then what I remember then is starting to see it pop up after Your Next.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, another masked home invasion movie?
You know what? You might have seen Strangers 2.
Yeah, you're probably thinking of the second one.
I think there was a second one.
So the first one is not so much a home invasion movie as much as it is... It's one of the ultimate cat and mouse type of movies you'll ever watch.
Yeah, I'd say people fucking with other people for no good reason.
Because you think, because the whole time you know something the character doesn't know. So, you know, I'm going to leave it alone. Brittany gave me a look like I'm going to give something away here. I'm not, I promise. Just go watch The Strangers. It's a masterpiece.
Okay.
It's tension on top of tension on top of tension, and it never relents. It is just relentless. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, so maybe this will be as good as The Strangers. I didn't actually expect it to be as good as The Strangers. Are you looking for the bourbon?
I am.
It's in here.
Oh, okay.
I didn't expect that either, and then...
Didn't you put it over here?
Like,
oh, that's the good bourbon.
Yeah, The Strangers, I'm just trying to let you know, if you haven't seen The Strangers, go seek that movie out. It's just a different animal altogether. But The Dark and the Wicked is what we're talking about. That's his new movie. It's on Shudder right now. Holy shit. Is it fucking scary? I mean, it's... really, really good.
It was so scary and unsettling to me. I'm not even sure. Like, I felt like I had to suggest it to the right people, and to some people I was just like, I don't think you should see this movie. Like, people like my mom, because I was like, you're going to get too scared.
I think it's so... it's just unsettling, is what it is.
It doesn't come along
it really
that
is.
Often that a movie is, like, actually, like, this good and this terrifying and creepy...
And
all
beautiful.
Of it works. Like, yeah, and it was all shot really well, and all the actors were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go ahead and say spoiler alert right now. And
sure.
Let's actually talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I really want to break this movie down. So what this movie is about is you have two siblings, a brother and a sister,
mm-hmm.
whose father is bedridden with an illness that they don't really ever disclose what it is that I remember.
Yeah, so you're not sure if he's,
I don't recall
like,
them ever
sick or not.
Saying what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they come home against their mother's wishes to help I guess, for a week or so, take care of their dad, kind of see their father.
Tend the farm.
And suddenly, and kind of totally unexpectedly, the mother not only chops her fingers off, but then and then proceeds to just chop them like you would a carrot to throw in some stew.
Yeah.
And then,
and I've never quite seen that before, of like an appendage being cut off.
Yeah.
And then somebody continues to cut the thing that had already been cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was crazy.
And that effect was really good too.
It was. Yeah. It was really well done. And the next morning, the brother and sister find their mother hanging in the in basically the sheep barn on the property. Because they have, the family has goats.
I swore they were sheep like the whole time until
from there,
that point out they were goats.
From there, it is just pure it's just a mental onslaught of horror. It's psychological onslaught of pure horror. That the payoffs are unreal. There are scenes where I was like, I really don't want to be watching this right now. I don't want to see.
There's
this
some
right
things
now.
That confuse you and make you think like they're going in like a certain direction. Because I was like, maybe it has to do with the cemetery. Maybe it has to do with like a blight on the farm. Maybe it has to do with possession. Maybe it has to do with an illness.
Yeah.
What is, like, you have
what is
no
this
idea.
Thing?
Yeah.
Did you notice the guy, when you see the thing, the spirit or whatever it is, with the goats right at the very beginning? Did you catch
the
it the first time through?
No, I don't think so.
He flashes.
They do an exorcist thing, which you think wouldn't work having already seen The Exorcist, but then, like, somebody managed to do it again in a movie, and Matt missed it the first time. I was like, Matt, I think you need to go back and rewind that.
Yeah, because she was freaking out.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
just at the very, very beginning.
When they're going through the goats.
Yeah, where the mom's like,
so the mom's sewing. She goes out, and like you see the little chimes moving. When they're panning through the goats for just a split second, you see it.
You see the guy.
And it's really fucked up. And I will show you here in a couple minutes. We'll pull that up and watch it. So, I'll let you guys take it from here. So that was the setup. So
I loved what they did with shadows throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or the theme of light fading and it, like, darkness taking over. Because, like, you see the candle dipping and, like, burning out. And when it burns out, then, like, they're not safe.
The scene.
The growing shadow behind her. Yeah.
The scene with his mom, when he looks out the window and she's outside.
Oh, she's standing outside. Oh,
and the grin on her face, and she starts to, like, levitate. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My hair's standing up on end talking.
Yeah, I don't know why that gets me. People smiling when they shouldn't is always an unsettling thing.
And then I tweeted out that we were watching it, and the people who made the movie from their Twitter account started putting stuff on my tweet like, come outside.
And so, I was like, fuck you.
I was like, fuck off, dude. Like, stop fucking with me.
I put up, it was like, for like 2 days, I couldn't take the dog outside at night.
Oh, man, that's great.
I was that, and I told him that too. I was like, I had the covers pulled up over my face. I was crying. I have not cried over a horror movie in years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a special one. Like, I saw it, and I'm like, this can't be possibly as good as I think that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's a Shudder exclusive. I'm watching it. I'm really just like, the pacing of this movie is even so good. Like, just like the scares. Like,
and this is, so now that we said spoiler alert, I'm just going to tell you about The Strangers a little bit. The pacing is very, very similar. And what you see in this movie is Liv Tyler's character thinks she's safe in the house. She knows something's outside. But what he does is she'll, like, be sitting on the couch waiting, like, for her husband to come home, like, holding a knife, just waiting for, like, watching outside. And in the darkness, you'll see one of their faces. And they'll just stand there for a minute, and she'll, like, turn, and the face will be gone.
And everything's
so
real
subtle.
So the whole
time.
Like, she'll walk into a kitchen, and she'll walk back out, and she'll walk back in, and, like a window will be open.
And she doesn't notice it, but you notice it. And the whole time, the whole time,
like,
they're in the house with her. The whole time, they're in the house with her, but she doesn't know it. And you, as an audience member, you know it. And you're like, just fucking look. Just, they're
just
right
leave.
There.
Just get out of the house.
Just leave. That's all you have to do. and she doesn't know it. Like, she has this false sense of security, and they just, again, it's with him, it's all about mental warfare. He plays this psychological game with his audience that is just unrelenting, and The Strangers has it in droves.
Yeah, and this movie, the Wicked and the Dark, or is the Dark, it the Dark and the Wicked?
Yeah.
We've got some interesting characters that enter in every once in a while. Once you think you're safe, you're not. Like, we've got...
they'll flip a switch and it'll just be something completely different.
You got a kindly preacher that visits that really capsizes on you later on. You've got next door neighbors coming to make sure you're okay.
The next door neighbor scene. It's in the middle of the daylight, too.
Yeah.
And it was still that effective.
And I love that they make you think, like, you still have no idea if anybody was, like, bad or good or corrupted.
Yeah, what are they?
Or if they imagined some stuff, or...
I can't imagine that it's not like some kind of a demon, demon possession movie, because you've got a bunch of dead goats.
And let's talk about the most heartbreaking scene in the entire
movie. Oh, the three-legged goat?
The three-legged goat.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
And then followed closely by the brother showing up at his house.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I didn't want to say it.
Finding
yeah.
his entire family dead.
Yeah.
And then there's a twist with that I'm not going to give away, because you need to see that.
That part is so
sickening.
Good.
It's sickening, too. It's so fucked up.
Yeah. There's a part of me that was like somewhere deep down, I was just like, could this be what it is? And then they made it, it felt to me like they took a step that made it so apparent that it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then, bam.
Like, right there. Yeah. It was horrifying. Mm-hmm. It really was. There's not a lot about this movie that's predictable. And then I'm going to tell you the best part about this movie to me. The best part about this movie is right at the end. They have this moment where you're like, okay, we're about to find out what this thing is. We're about to know. And then the credits roll. And you never find out what it was, why it was, where it came from. They don't care about that.
Yeah.
They care. It's all about the... Yeah.
This reminds me of a quote from like one of my favorite horror podcast, Pseudopod. And they say it over and over again. Horror is watching something approach slowly.
Yeah.
And this movie was so much about the approach. There was so much like, there was a lot of,
just like, you know, circling, things creeping,
fucking around with people and everything. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of action out of it. But when it came to the fulfillment, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, the ending I didn't expect. I also thought, when I saw it, well, how else do you end it?
Yeah. You don't. It's just like, To show your cards at the end would be the letdown. The way they did it wasn't a letdown. Go ahead.
One thing I wanted to bring up, because of, like, us, what I felt was really interesting about the movie thematically is it's sort of an atheist possession movie.
Yeah.
Because
they're all atheists.
Not even sort of.
Yeah.
Totally is.
But yet, at the same time, it's probably one of the most biblical possession movies I've ever seen, because there's like the sacrificial pyre. There's like a fire going where they throw, you know, slaughtered stuff. There's there was really specific biblical elements to it.
Huh.
Like not just Catholic, but because I think they point out that like the nurse is probably.
Oh, yeah, she lights a votive candle at one point.
Yeah, she lights a candle.
The preacher who mm-hmm. comes and brings the little cross. So they mentioned a couple minutes before that that they found all those little crosses, right?
Yeah.
That you get at Sunday school, and he's like, well, where the fuck would my mom have gotten that, right? And then you see the preacher the first time, and he's handing him one of the little crosses. Like, it's really tight. It's super tight.
Yeah.
That's
mostly what I was saying.
The follow-up on the preacher, though, is so crazy.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's so many things on that. That particular character, the follow-up on several scenes is so good.
Oh, it was unbelievable. When he comes there at night, and the creepy part about that scene was how his face... I knew something was wrong, because his face, from here to here, like from nose to chin, was lit. From here to here, it wasn't lit. And, like, he was just obstructed a little bit. And man, well, was it...
You know something's wrong when your preacher shows up outside.
Come outside.
Not even on your... Not even on your... Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, not even on your... Like, in front of the door. Like, about like a good 10 feet from the stairs, just standing there. Like, and oh, creepy.
I'm going to say the only thing about this movie that really didn't make a whole lot of sense to me was how fucking quick I would have been out of that house. Like, I would have gone anywhere.
I think that they explained this really well, and they did do a good job of it, because the dad, they can't move him.
I know.
They did a great job of that, and then one of the characters did take that action, and it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out.
I thought to myself, I would have been out of here a while ago.
Yeah.
And then when they finally did that, I'm like, oh, shit, that's not even a safe spot. Jeez.
Right. So, I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to say, first off, you need to go watch this movie right now. And number two, I think it's... I'm calling it Proud Me to Prove.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, we have to.
So, now, some exciting news for it. I have secured us a copy of it on Blu-ray for giveaway. So, we're going to do our first Proud Meat giveaway. It'll come with the movie, a couple Proud Meat stickers... and I think we should even make a Proud Me to Prove sticker to throw on the front of that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
And you will not. So are we going to
unwrap
it
and stick that on there?
I think the one we're getting should have the slip cover on it, so I'll probably just put it right on the front of the slip cover.
Okay.
So whoever gets it, it's going to be kind of a one of a kind thing. We will post on Twitter when that's available, and we'll let you know how to get it. It'll probably be a like and share campaign. If I can get two copies of it, which I'm really trying to, we may do one on Facebook and one on Twitter.
That'd be awesome.
So we can do a giveaway on both. However, if we can't do a giveaway of The Dark and the Wicked on both, we may be able to secure a copy of Southland Tells give away. So we may do one on Facebook, one on Twitter, and just watch out for that. So I think that'll be really fun for everybody.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. So if you're listening, when that comes up, I guess save your like and shares until then.
Well, you can like and share all kinds of stuff, but still like and share.
No, absolutely do not like and share any of our shit until that day.
Until you get... something out of your efforts.
And we'll probably leave it up.
I know you're shooting those corner cases, people.
And I'm thinking we'll leave it up for about a week, probably. I know most places only do like a day or two, but I want to give everybody a chance to get a like and a share in there, and then we'll do a random drawing, and we'll get it out to you.
So, awesome.
So be on the lookout for that. So, yeah, The Dark and the Wicked.
Yeah, we'll announce it when it goes down.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you should probably
like
us now, though.
You should. You should like us now.
You should like us now so you know when it happens.
Well, like and share the post is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
You can like the page. You should have already liked the page. If you listen to this, you need to like the page.
You don't have to
off.
Like our page,
no, you,
really.
You totally should be liking and sharing us already. I mean, yeah. You want your friends to share in this, like, unique suffering that you go through.
You know what? Fuck you. We're keeping it.
They go through a lot of beer, and we need that beer money. We're not making that up. We need the beer money.
Yeah, I didn't get to buy beer tonight.
Yeah, didn't even have beer, you assholes.
I'm really running low.
We've run out.
People.
We've run out.
Yeah.
Come on.
I drank one of Matt's last beers in his
house. We drank all the beer.
Well, that's just because I forgot. Oh, my God. So, sorry. Since we're talking about beer, I will say this. One of our friends, shout out to Michael and Kelsey.
Shout out to Michael and Kelsey.
They bought me a six-pack for their house of the new 90-minute Imperial.
And you know what? Michael didn't hate it.
That sounds almost... It's like there's 90-minute and there's 120, and this sounds like it's... They've done a 75, so it can't be that. That's
weird. This is a 90-minute Imperial. They have it at Walmart, by the way. The Walmart in Fairmont has it.
Huh.
So you can pick it up there. So just so you know, you can grab that. The Walmart here in our little town doesn't have it, but
like,
you
have?
Can get it. And I'm going to tell you, it is a very extremely good malty backbone,
it
a
is.
Slight sweet punch, and then just the perfect amount of hops.
Okay, so it's not a 120 because a 120 explodes in a floral. A masterpiece in your mouth.
It's yeah, just... this is a totally different animal. This is 90 minutes. This is a 90-minute Imperial. So go find it.
It kind of reminds me of some of the better beer you guys made.
Oh yeah, really good. Yeah. And the smell when you open that bottle, it's just It is so classic Dogfish Head. You'll love it.
Okay. You can immediately tell when you take a drink of that that it's Dogfish Head.
Oh, yeah. It's got Dogfish Head written all over it.
Then I would like... I definitely need to pick up a six-pack of that next payday so that I can know the classic feel. Because, like, as entrenched beer drinkers at this point, like, that's one of, like, nostalgia, basically. To bring back those experiences where you just had a beer that was game-changing would be just... to get back to that memory would be amazing.
So, I want to get to, and I just now sent this to Britt, so that Brittany can make sure this gets shared on our Twitter and Facebook page. I have got a list for us to go through. I've got a surprise list.
I also have a list when you're done with that list.
So this one was posted 2 days ago on a website called Screen Rant. If you've never heard of Screen Rant, they normally suck. I'm not going to lie. Screen Rant, sorry. If you want to come on and defend yourself, please. But I normally hate their stupid list. This one is making its rounds right now pretty heavily through the Twitter horror community. So I wanted to talk about it. And this list is, and I think you guys are going to disagree with this wholeheartedly the same way I do. This list is the 9 worst horror movie titles of all time ranked. So the 9 worst horror movies of all time.
It's
just the title, right?
Is it the worst the movies or
no,
just the names?
No, just title. Just the worst title is okay. All it is. All right, so now let's take a look at this. So this is their list. I'm going to start at 9 and go down. And we'll stop at each one and kind of talk about it a little bit. Number 9 is Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'll give them some of that.
But you think that's one of the worst horror titles of all time?
Something's got to be the worst, but it's not that.
I mean, I don't know how... I want to call it clever, but at the same time, I don't.
Yeah,
it leaves me conflicted. As a person who hears that name, it makes me feel a lot of emotions I don't want
to
deal with.
As a pun, I want something to rhyme more than that's doing.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, number 9 is 2009's Thanksgiving, which I think has actually spawned quite a few sequels.
You know what would be
it's
better?
It's hilarious. It's a weird fucking movie.
What would be better to fit the rhyming scheme of a pun like that would be like Thanksgiving. Somebody make that movie.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I think we could find worse titles than that, personally.
Like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. I think we could find worse titles than that. I really do.
Is Santa's Sleigh on this list?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you yet. Okay, so number 9 again, Thanksgiving.
Shouldn't be, because that's not a bad title.
Which I don't think it's a terrible, terrible title. I don't think it's a good title either. Let's move to number 8, which I do completely disagree with, because I actually legitimately love the name of this. Hate the movie, love the name. The Ginger Dead Man.
That's not bad.
8. The Ginger Dead Man.
I think people
and it's about a it's about a ginger
puns.
Dead man.
Mm.
It's about a man.
And
ginger.
hold on, because this is what sits it above, Jared. Mm. Have you ever watched Ginger Dead Man before?
No.
He's played by Gary Busey.
Wow.
Yeah, so that sets it above and beyond, right? Sets it above and beyond. He even has the Gary Busey buck teeth. It's awesome.
Hold on 1 second, not to derail your list here, because it's golden. Did you know that Gary Busey is doing a thing of, like, a court, like the people's court, but it's...
But it's Gary Busey.
Is this someone pressing charges on him for, like, flogging him in public?
Who knows?
Okay, so while that's going on, I'm going to put one out there that I think should be on the list. We'll see if it is.
Okay.
I got to say it, because I'll forget it.
Okay.
Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
We will get to the rest of the list.
That's not bad either.
We'll get to the rest of the
list. So it's Gary Busey Pet Judge, by the way.
Yeah, Gary Busey Pet Judge is a real show.
Wow.
That's a real thing that exists
All right.
on Amazon.
So, again, number 9, let's go through this list again, Thanksgiving. Number 8, The Ginger Dead Man.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Bikini Bloodbath Car Wash.
What's bad about that one?
That's actually a fun name.
Yeah.
But if you're going...
That gives you everything you want.
I'm not going to shit on that title.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that title.
Bikini Bloodbath Car Wash.
Yeah.
It tells you exactly what you're getting.
There's a bloodbath at a car wash, and there's bikinis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I don't hate that.
That's number 7. All right, so again, number 7, Bikini, Bloodbath, Car Wash. And by the way, so far, they're saying all of the worst horror titles ever were in the 2000s. Like, yeah. So far, in 3, we haven't gotten one from the 90s or anything like that. So.
Yeah, by that, like, I think that I Know What You Did Last Summer is a terrible title.
Yeah, it is. It's a bad title. Yeah.
I hate worse the I Still Know What You Did Last
Summer. I'll always know what you did
I'll
last
always
summer.
Know. Yeah, why? Yeah.
It's because they hate you. It's awful. Number 6 is just awesome. I had never heard of this movie. Now I'm going to have to go watch it. Monstered. So here we go.
You know what? I actually have heard of Monstered. Monstered. And forgot that I wanted to watch something that stupid.
Is this based on Jay and Silent Bob?
Let's see. I've never watched it.
I'm going to agree with their decision on this one. But
are you thinking of the thing in Dogma?
Yes,
like
I am thinking
shit,
of Dogma.
The shit
okay.
Demon.
Yeah, what yep. I'm gonna say, what I'm gonna say about this is Monstered, just from the description alone, ripped off Jack Frost. Because remember Jack Frost, the serial killer kind of gets, you know, gets mixed with the particles of snow and he becomes a snowman. In this one, the movie tells the story of a serial killer who goes inside a sewer to hide. He soon finds himself having a reaction with the chemicals inside the sewer, which mutates him into a slimy, murderous monster. 2003's Monstered.
So you're saying this is what happens after the end of Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly, yeah.
Same movie, really.
So again, let's kind of hear this list one more time so you guys all know. Thanks, Killing. The Ginger Dead Man, Bikini, Bloodbath, Car Wash, and Monstered.
Is this going to be like 12 Days of Christmas where we hear all of them again?
All right, number 5. Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead.
That's
terrible.
That's a bad
title. That's truly bad.
Okay, but who's it coming from?
I was going to allow it to get away until it added a subtitle thing.
Yeah, Night of the Chicken Dead.
A subtitle usually just makes it worse.
It is about chicken zombies.
Oh, that doesn't stop it from being a terrible...
I have seen this. This was directed by Lloyd Kaufman. This is a Troma Team release. So
what else is he going to call it?
So there you go. Number 5 was Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead. Number 4 makes me irrationally angry.
Okay.
Frankenhooker.
What?
They put Frankenhooker on this goddamn list.
Okay, Screen Rant. Fuck.
I'm going to say we could swap that one out for maybe Hogzilla.
You. Hogzilla could go in here instead of Frankenhooker.
We're fucking your list. Fuck you.
Frankenhooker is a classic. And while the name isn't perfect, it tells you exactly what you're going to get. You're getting a Frankenhooker, guys.
She's a hooker.
I mean, come on.
And she's Franken.
And I think if you named it anything else... You know, why would you?
It wouldn't be the legend that it is.
In fact, I feel like that's probably a movie that was created around a name. Very close to my original creation, around a name, Revolva.
Revolva, yeah. I remember you bringing that up before.
Still needs to be made.
This was directed by Frank Henenlotter. You guys will know him from Basket Case. And Brain Damage, which are two, I feel, beloved movies in the Proud Meat
world. They also
have
good names.
Frankenhooker is amazing. I recently picked up the Blu-ray from Arrow Video, and Frank Henenlotter, his commentary on this is outrageously good. This dude just always brings the pure gold when he does commentary for one of his movies. So I highly recommend Frankenhooker. I think it's a great movie. All right, number 3. And this is just cliche. I can't believe they actually put this one on here because, yes, it's a terrible name, but everybody talks about this movie. Deathbed, the bed that eats. Deathbed, the bed that eats.
I get the desire to call that a bad name. The only thing, I've never seen this movie, but I remember Patton Oswalt saying he did Punch-Up on it. And
yeah.
I'm interested in it for that reason.
Well, no, he didn't do Punch-Up on it. He found it one day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's from 1977.
Punch-Up
on that. Yeah.
I know you're talking about he did do Punch-Up on something.
He did Punch-Up on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay, I'm just mixing up, like, his stand-up routine then.
Yeah. Yes.
Deathbed, That I guess you put the second title in there so people know that it's a comedy horror as well. It's just not about someone dying slowly.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's not really a comedy. I mean, it is and it isn't. I think it just okay. So there we go. Deathbed, the bed that eats. That was number three. So we only have two left. Number two is from 2007, and I've never seen this movie. It's called It's My Party, and I'll Die If I Want To.
That's not a bad title. That's one of the best titles I've ever fucking heard.
No, I like that.
I do too.
Has a cultural reference to it.
And you know what? How has that not been done already?
Yeah.
How did we get to 2007 before that had been... How did that not get done in the 60s or 70s?
I don't know. That seems like it should be the sequel to Children Shouldn't Play With Dead Things.
Which is not a bad title either.
Which is also not a bad title, but I could see it on this list. If It's My Party and I'll Die If I Want To makes it on there, then Children Shouldn't Play With Dead Things probably should be considered too. I'll tell you another title from the 60s that's way worse, 60s or 70s, that's way worse than any of these. Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine is a significantly worse title than most of these.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I like the movie, and even I'm agreeing.
Yep. Well, it's the worst Vincent Price movie ever made. Number two, yes. It's My Party, and I'll Die If I Want To. Number one. The number one worst movie title of all time. I actually have to agree with them on this one. I have never watched this. It's from 2016. And before I even say this, I'm going to say that this has to be... They were riffing on Too Fast, Too Furious when they did this.
No.
It's called Too Lava, Too Lantula.
Okay.
Too Lava, Too Lantula.
Okay, yeah, that's what it's called. Still, yeah.
Okay.
That's terrible.
That's fucking awful, horrific. Right?
But can they really put that on there if that's obviously a bad title on purpose?
I was thinking of that.
A lot of these would fall kind of under that category of, like, Thanksgiving, Ginger Dead Man. These are, like, plays on words, puns, stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you're... That one is a step too far, a reach too far, a bridge too far.
Too Lava, Too Lantula.
Which I assume is the sequel of Lava Lantula.
I think it is, yeah.
Is Ludacris in it?
It is. It is the sequel to the 2015 horror sci-fi Lava Lantula.
So is this a lava tarantula?
How is Lava Lantula not on there? Like, you could put Lava Lantula and Too Lava, Too Lantula on there.
How are 46 Roger Corman movies not on the list?
Yeah, I mean, let's go through some of them. So, Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine I already brought up. Because I was thinking about this. What are some titles that are actually worse?
You know what?
I think Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
You know what a bad one is?
Oh, geez. Evil Bong. Yeah.
You know what a bad one is? Just because it's boring? Sharks in Venice.
Sharks in Venice.
That title is boring.
Honestly, as much as these movies get weird love, Sharknado is worse than some of these titles.
Yep.
Birdemic.
Oh, shock and awe. Yeah. Birdemic.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it has a subtitle.
It does. It has the thing Jared loves, which is the subtitle. Birdemic, shock and awe is a worse name. So, yeah, I feel like these are definitely not the worst. I think it's a joke that Frankenhooker's on here.
Yeah, they can fuck off.
I think it's a joke that It's My Party and I'll Die If I Want To. I think those are actually kind of fun titles.
I think the person who wrote this subscribes to that idea that's quoted but clearly wrong, that puns are the lowest form of humor. And they are not. The lowest form of humor...
That's still better than non-humor.
The lowest form of humor is clearly fart jokes.
I don't know about that.
They are just the easiest, lowest hanging fruit there is. I think that puns, they actually take work.
They're not easy to come up with.
You have to be aware of the zeitgeist and everything going on in, like, your pop culture community, whatever. You have to make a logical connection between what you're saying and that, and it has to be at least the slightest bit clever. And then you are relying on your audience to also be able to pick that up.
They get both things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's layer. It's a mashup.
Yeah.
And we do this all the time with, like, t-shirts and art and other things, but to say that the joke is the lowest form. I've never gotten that.
So, and then I didn't even read this before. I just kind of went through the list. I didn't really read what the writer was saying about it. So this is his little, he has his title, 9 Worst Horror Movie Titles of All Time Ranked. And then this is what he says. While some horror movies are remembered for their iconic scenes or storylines, there are some best forgotten, especially these ones.
Oh my god.
Why would you say Frankenhooker deserves to be forgotten?
Well,
you motherfucker?
Yeah, I feel like, are you judging just by the title, or do you have opinions about the movies? Because, like, the story idea sounds like it's just title.
I feel like this writer must have thoughts about these movies outside of just the title.
Look, I'm not telling you guys out there to, like, go and find this person where they live and, like, beat them
Brit.
Up. But, like, I'm also not telling you guys to go out there and find his house and then go beat him up. I'm not telling you to do that.
No, civil discussion is clearly.
Obviously, that's what I meant, Jared.
I mean, there are...
Discuss the civil there and not movies, go find his house.
There are movies that I absolutely adore... that I think have terrible titles. That I think have really bad titles. I think Malatesta's Carnival of Blood is a terrible title.
Not good.
I like that movie. I think The Third Critters, I think it's Island of the Alive or something like that. The It's Alive movies. Why did I say Critters? I think the third It's Alive, which is called like Island of the Alive or something like that, is terrible.
Some of the Leprechaun movies?
Leprechaun? Well... Back to the Hood, yeah. In the Hood and Back to the
Viva
Hood.
Viva Lep Vegas?
That's not what it's actually called. That's just what fans call it. That's just called
really?
Leprechaun 3.
It really just says Leprechaun 3?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100% sure.
Well, it's not.
Viva Lep Vegas. This is what people put underneath it all the time.
What?
Yeah.
You're wrecking my whole world right now.
Yeah, it's not called Viva Lep Vegas.
Huh.
Leprechaun in Space isn't bad as far as the title goes. Stupid, but it's not bad. But yeah, Leprechaun in the Hood, spelled THA, and Back to Hood.
Is it the?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought I was thinking the Hood, but no, it's the Hood.
So okay. yeah, we're going to be getting back into those soon, and I'm actually really excited to get back and watch Back to the Hood, because I legitimately think that's a great Leprechaun
film.
Yes, I remember we
decided it was like probably the second best behind the absolute newest one, maybe?
I think the absolute newest one is the best one. I think the original is number two, like the first one, and then I think Back to the Hood is number three.
I think I put Back to the Hood as number two for me, and then
really?
The original maybe
was
well, like I remember our discussion last time, and Back to the Hood just had such character building.
It's really good. You care about the characters, you kind of get involved. It's not bad. Alright, so Britt, what did you have?
So I don't have,
sorry if I derailed everything with that list. I thought it was a good one to talk about.
So. No, that was fine. So I don't have news. I have just something fun, which, like, thank God, because, like, some of the news stories I've been coming up with are...
Oh, they're just sad.
Heart-wrenching. Matt was not really as familiar with this as I thought he was. I thought I had read some of these before. How familiar are you with Chuck Tingle?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait, is this the guy... I remember hearing about this guy when I used to watch At Midnight religiously. This is the guy who writes porn novels.
Yes.
But they're like little blurby ones. They're like probably like those ones you guys talked to me about like a little while ago.
They're
like
15-30
pages.
Yeah, they're full book size, but like,
oh, wow.
Some of them are pretty big, but
cuz I remember he actually wrote one about like the host of At Midnight being
nice.
Fucked by a manifestation of his own show.
So I wonder if we can get him to do a Proud Meat one.
That'd be pretty great.
That would be amazing. That's how we'll know we've peaked. So he's made some things called, like, Harriet Porber and the Bad Boy Parasophilus, because for a while he was really blazing the trail of the romanticized erotic dinosaur stories.
Oh, okay.
But then he had gotten to... Then he got... meta, then he got a little more meta, then it's gotten like extremely meta. Pounded in the butt by the handsome Twitch stream. Space Raptor Butt Redemption. pounded in the butt by Area 51 while attempting to storm it.
Oh, by the way, Velocipasture. That's another title that's worse than those other
ones. It's not good, that's but true. Like, it makes you want to see it.
It does. All of those make me... I would watch it.
Yeah, that's like... But, yeah.
I'm thinking of all these movies, and I'm like, man, that was just such a bad list all around. All right, sorry.
I think it might be hard to make that list good.
Yeah.
This is the night of bad titles. So I just really want to give you guys, like, some of the better ones that I saw. Not pounded by anything while I practice responsible social distancing.
That's a masturbation book.
Gay T-Rex Law Firm Executive Boner. That's got a subtitle.
Okay, so I might have to read this one because...
For science.
Executive law firm? That really...
Gay T-Rex Law Firm Executive Boner.
Okay, I think...
And the guy looks really sad on it.
Okay, so I think I understand.
Well, all the T-Rexes are an executive... laughing at him.
Doesn't he use, like, the same three guys on everything?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks that way. Not pounded by anything, six platonic tales of non-sexual encounters.
Okay, that's the one I need to read. That's... Because this sounds like I am known for a thing, but when I want to write a short story, I really gotta... I gotta put it in my own words.
So, speaking of, like, a thing you're known for, or that we're gonna force you to
be
known for...
No, this is not true.
There's a Bitcoin in my butt, and he is handsome.
Dude, if there was
Is this what you want, Jared?
That'd be the most... As long as I could keep the Bitcoin afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it quite a bit.
I want $46,000 in my ass.
Yes. Yes, if I can, if I squeeze tight enough, I get to keep it, right?
Yes.
Actually, my buddy had one at one point. I think he sold it off. They made a physical Bitcoin at one point.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, basically, it was like one of those cast coins, like you do, like plated in gold and everything. Mm. But it had a specific code on it that related back to a Bitcoin. And you could buy those at one point. So, if anyone has one of those and wants to send it to me to put it in my butt...
He'll do that.
He'll do that.
Yeah.
As long as he gets to keep the coin.
Absolutely. I'll do it for 20% of a coin.
20% of a... We have some Doge coin. We're waiting for that to go through the
Doge.
Roof.
Doge?
Yeah. How do you say it?
I like to call it Doge, but I've mostly heard it Doge.
Okay.
It probably is.
I guess the only way you understand that is by hearing other people say it.
I suppose so.
Most of us saw it before we heard it, so it's like...
But we invested in that, so take that one to the moon for us, Elon. Please. Please.
Do you want some more of these?
Yes.
Because there's so many more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He had done more recent ones like, my handsome sentient face mask protects me despite the ridiculous conspiracy theories that he won't. Also, he pounds my butt.
But he's so far away from my butt. How?
Face mask has a face. And it pounds him. Okay. There was one for a while. He had gotten a Hugo Award nomination.
Wow.
So, pounded in the butt by fan fiction hosting website Archive of Our Own's Hugo Award nomination. And then it has, like... so, if you're not familiar with what Archive of Our Own is, it's a website where people can do fan fictions. And some of those fan fictions are called Riker Pounds Worf, Snape on Dumbledore Hot Action, Handsome Bob Downey and the American Captain... Kyle Ren Butt Worship.
Kyle Ren Butt Worship.
Yeah,
because
they can't do Kylo Ren. Kyle.
They can't say Kylo Ren in a fanfic?
Not on the cover of his book that he's selling.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. He's selling that. I thought you were saying those were titles were on.
No, so like this it's website. On. It's a tornado of that website.
Okay.
With a face on it.
Well, I thought you were reading titles off of that website.
Right, no. Kind of. So then I can get to some of the ones that he did to piss Trump off. Donald Trump pounded in the butt by the handsome Russian T-Rex who also peed on his butt and then blackmailed him with the videos of his butt getting peed on.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds like it's probably got the deepest plot of any book he's written.
Yes, and one day I've got to read excerpts from that because that one is honestly like... It should get a 50 Shades of Grey style
movie. I will pitch in $1 on what I'm sure is a like $5 book.
Not pounded in the butt by anything, and that's okay. Open wide for the handsome saber-toothed dentist who is also a ghost. Pounded in the butt by my own book.
Pounded in the butt by my own butt. Does he even write? Does he just write titles now and sell those?
I think so.
And there's no book that goes with it?
Pounded in the butt by my bizarre assumption that Chuck Tingle books are just covers and not actual books.
Fucking
meta now.
Yep, I told you. Lonely author pounded by dinosaur social media followers. Pounded in the butt by Covfefe.
Pounded in the butt by Covfefe.
News commentator Sam Hannity pounded in the butt by the fact that he didn't disclose he has the same lawyer as the president.
Jesus Christ.
Bigfoot pirates haunt my balls.
Oh, that is golden. Oh,
Bigfoot pirates haunt my balls. Okay.
Slammed in the butt by the handsome sentient manifestation of Election Day.
What the fuck?
Wait. Did you say handsome Bigfoot?
The earlier one was Bigfoot pirates haunt my balls.
Oh, never mind. I thought you said okay.
I said slammed in the butt by the handsome sentient manifestation of Election Day.
Okay.
The guy's at a polling booth it's just like.
Okay, I'm sorry, listeners. I've been drinking bourbon out of the bottle.
So this is where we are. Pounded by romance wranglers of America because their new leadership is from the depths of the endless cosmic void. Oh, okay. This is the one I wanted to get to. Living inside my own butt for 8 years, starting a business, and turning a profit through common sense reinvestment and strategic targeted marketing.
I feel like this is the new Idiot's Guide to series.
Yeah.
It's like Idiot's Guide to How to Reinvest Your Money, but there's, like, butt-pounding in the interim.
Slammed in the butt by his own Hugo Award nomination. Poke a butt, go, pounded by them all.
Oh, my God.
These are hilarious, but I feel like we can't spend 20 minutes reading these titles.
I think we're getting near the end of this shtick.
Thank you.
That was really funny, though.
And you know I don't really have a big reading list, but now I do.
Yeah, there you go.
I could give you one more.
One more. This better be the best one you came up with.
Pounded in the butt by the unexpectedly early arrival of Christmas decorations.
You know, I feel like that every year.
Me too. All right, so I think that's all the time we have for tonight. There was one other thing I wanted to talk about, but I can fit it into the next episode, so I'll get to that later on, because I've got a little more reading to do on this subject. But anything else you guys have before we go?
Oh, I've always got more. Thank you for listening.
If you're
tuning in, I want to thank you for doing that, because you've got time in your life, and it's limited. So thank you for choosing Proud Meat to spend your time on.
We are glad that we're your mistake.
And you keep making it.
Yeah, please keep making it.
It's great. Hey, we're going to be at a number of horror things.
We are, yeah. So, actually, that is something I should mention super quick.
You're going to find us somewhere.
April Ghoul's Monsterama is coming up soon. It's in Riverside. It's at the Riverside Drive-In in Vandergrift, PA. We're going to be there. Those tickets go on sale April 1st. I was actually watching a live stream about that earlier tonight. And the people who run that, George Reese and company, they are saying there will be a limited number of tickets at the gate. So they are highly recommending you get on there early on April 1st and get your tickets on that day. We will also 100% guaranteed be at the Joe Bob Briggs Drive-In Jamboree. That is up in, what's the name of that drive-in up there?
The Mahoning Drive-In.
So we'll be there. That'll be in July. Those tickets also go on sale in April. No official date yet.
I'm going to say we're going to be there even if we have to do this one thing I saw when I went to Lollapalooza once.
Yep.
Guy clearly didn't buy a ticket. Walked up to the fence, threw his backpack over, just jumped it, picked it up, and walked into the crowd.
Just walked right in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just, you know, he picked his moment. He was looking for anyone who might notice. Yep. And, like, well, we were outside the gate just walking towards the entrance with, like, I probably had, like, a bottle of vodka stuffed down the front of my pants and some really baggy stuff at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what was going on. But this guy
This guy was Jared.
This guy just walked up, backpack over, him over, boop.
Listen, one way or another, we're going to be there, and we're actually planning some pretty cool shit. I'm not going to give anything away yet, but I think Jared is going to be making a few custom things for it,
yeah.
And he can talk about that when he's ready. I showed Brittany a few things that we're wanting to make for it, so we're going to have a table set up if everything goes well. We'll definitely be there, and likely, hopefully, we'll have a vendor table.
Yeah, we'll at least try to be there.
Where you can come and hang out with us if you want to. We may even do some live recording there.
Oh, we're definitely going to.
I'm definitely going to do some Facebook Live stuff for sure. I'm going to go get one of those little microphones that goes on your phone so we can do some live recording on the phone. So we might just set that bad boy up and do some podcasts that way. And we're gonna make it worth your time if you stop by. We're trying to make some buttons, maybe some stickers. Stop by and get a freebie while we're there. And look through our crazy selection of cool shit that we're going to have, too. Yeah.
I also want to make it very clear, a freebie does not refer to a hand job.
It doesn't.
It doesn't refer to a hand job. So if you guys don't want a hand job, meet them not behind the van.
And depending on how much it costs, it may not be a freebie. We're going to look at the cost. It may be, like Brittany said, a cheapie.
Good hand jobs are not cheap, is what we're saying.
We're saying that for quality, you have to pay. And this has been Proud Meat. And remember, as always, Proud Meat is a spicy Proud Meat to bowl. We do an Italian thing here at the end of every episode. You guys have
no, we don't. He's just trying to get that ball rolling.
Brawny, if you'd like us to quit talking about you, you are the quicker come picker upper.
Yeah.
You can let us know.
It really feeds in. Like, Brawny, you've really helped me out with my new fetish. It's where I cook a pan of chorizo and then just come into it.
Yep.
Now, you can't waste food, of course.
Yeah.
So,
you really don't want to, ideally.
So I put down the Brawny paper towel over top of the chorizo. It gets both the grease and the cum.
And the cum.
Mostly the cum. It mostly gets the cum. Sometimes you get a big bite of chorizo and there's just like, you know, this
Do you wring out the paper towel? Like, you get the grease?
No, I cook the pan of chorizo, and then I put Brawny paper towels over top of it.
And then what do you do?
And then I come on it.
Yeah.
You come on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it gets the grease underneath. It gets the cum on top.
Like a cake.
Yes.
Of jizz.
Yeah. Like a bouquet-y. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Brawny. Brawny paper towels. So if you want us to quit saying things about your company, just let us know. And we'll do a commercial just like this for you if you want that too. So
we'll definitely come on. You get to see our gorgeous, faces. And you get also us to just kind of like talk about how we use your paper towels to your customers for the most degrading purposes ever.
It's obscene.
Because here's the thing. This is untapped market for you. You want everyone to apparently clean up juice spills and stuff with yours.
Let's be real about what they're actually cleaning up.
There's a whole market of people who are using actual wash rags and towels and old t-shirts and socks for what you could really be tapping into for a lot of money.
Wash rags is taking your business, Brawny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, our cum towels are really putting you out of business.
Yeah, they're fucking with you. They're fucking with you. All right, this has been Proud Meat.
Proud Meat.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and that's where you can find our giveaway. That's where you can find links to our Discord. We're also available, if we've got merch. If you want to buy those cum towels, you can go to Teespring, and our links are available on the Facebook page. And that's also where you can find our Patreon link if you want to hear Just the Tip.
Yeah, which we're going to record Just the Tip episode in a minute, maybe.
We have posted tips.
Yeah. We have. Yeah, we got some tips up.
Awesome.
Some hilarious fucking tips. One that we were so wasted, I don't remember it.
That one's up? Oh.
Yeah, it's up. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
You don't want to see it up, but there it is.
Yeah, so we are also, you can also find us at any given moment, Mounting Your Mother.
You should probably stop doing that because, like, she's got back problems. Yeah. Because you keep pounding her out.
Yeah.
Well,
I mount her softly.
If she will put on the back brace, I'll still do her.
Yeah.
That kind of helps, really.
Yeah, it does.
It really should.
This has been Proud Meat.
Proud Meat.
Proud Meat.